South Korea has reaffirmed efforts to strengthen its joint defense capabilities with the U.S. after North Korea test-fired its first ballistic missile since June. Shortly before U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris departed for her Asia tour, North Korea fired what is believed to be a short-range missile towards the sea off its east coast. It follows the arrival of a U.S. nuclear-powered aircraft carrier in South Korea, the first in 4 years, for joint military drills. The exercises are planned to last 4 days, starting on Monday. Vice President Harris is set to attend the funeral of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Tuesday, then visit South Korea. The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command has also criticized North Korea's missile launch, calling it destabilizing.